Our reading for Thursday, August 20th, is going to finish out the book of Romans with chapter 16. Romans chapter 16, verse 1. I commend you to our sister Phoebe, a servant of the church at Cenchrea, that you may welcome her in the Lord in a way worthy of the saints, and help her in whatever she may need from you, for she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus, who risked their necks for my life, to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. Greet also the church in their house. Greet my beloved Epaphras, who was the first convert to Christ in Asia. Greet Mary, who has worked hard for you. Greet Andronicus and Junia, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners. They are well known to the apostles, and they were in Christ before me. Greet Ampliatus, my beloved in the Lord. Greet Urbanus, our fellow worker in Christ, and my beloved Stachys. Greet Apollos, who is approved in Christ. Greet those who belong to the family of Aristobulus. Greet my kinsman Herodian. Greet those in the Lord who belong to the family of Narcissus. Greet those workers in the Lord, Tryphene and Tryphosa. Greet beloved Persis, who has worked hard in the Lord. Greet Rufus, chosen in the Lord, also his mother, who has been a mother to me as well. Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Petrobus, Hermas, and the brothers who are with them. Greet Phologus, Julia, Nerus, and his sister, and Olympus, and all the saints who are with them. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the churches of Christ greet you. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery they deceive the hearts of the naive. For your obedience is known to all, so that I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Timothy, my fellow worker, greets you. So do Lucius and Jason and Sosipater and my kinsmen. I, Tertius, who wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. Gaius, who is host to me and to the whole church, greets you. Erastus, the city treasurer, and our brother Quartus greet you. Now to him who is able to strengthen you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, but has now been disclosed and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith, to the only wise God be glory forevermore, through Jesus Christ. Amen. So the last chapter has a lot of greetings in it. And remember that this was a personal letter that was being written. So there are going to be some personal remarks. And that's what we get to a lot in this very last chapter. I'm not going to try to go into, you know, each individual greeting or anything. He does start off with talking about Phoebe. He calls her a servant of the church. And that they should welcome her. And welcome her in a way that is worthy of the saints. And help her in whatever way she may need from them. And he says she has been a patron of many and of myself as well. So a servant of the church, somebody who has helped others, and likewise should be greeted in a similar manner. He mentions Priscilla and Aquila. I would point you back toward Acts chapter 18, where we have mention of them. It states that they had risked their necks for his life, and to whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles give thanks as well. For if they had not helped him, perhaps they would not have heard the gospel, is basically what he's saying. Of course, the providence of God is in there, but we shouldn't take away the contribution that they have had as well. God used them for his purposes. He says to greet the church that is in their house. So there were saints that were meeting in their house in order to worship together. And he mentions his first convert to Christ that was in Asia. And then he just goes through quite a few names here. When we get down to, verse 16, he says, greet one another with a holy kiss. Some people try to make quite a bit out of that and take it very literally. But it's just a matter of purity and of appreciation as well as affection. And then He says, all of the churches of Christ greet you. So that is just a greeting from saints in other locations. It's pretty self-explanatory. Then in verse 17, he gives them a few last thoughts, and he tells them to watch out for those that would cause divisions. Remember, the whole time in the book of Romans, he's been promoting unity, telling them to see each other as brothers and sisters and not to worry about Jew and Gentile or any other titles and anything else. Don't let anything get in the way of their fellowship together. And so now he says, watch out for those that would cause divisions. If anybody's going to cause divisions, that's going to be a problem. They create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. And he says, avoid them. Don't have anything to do with them. Don't allow your unity to be disrupted because of whatever motivations they may have in order to cause that division. He says, people like this, they don't serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites. In other words, their only motivation is to serve themselves, do what they want, try to accomplish their own motives. Over in the book of Philippians in chapter 3, he talks about those that do not walk with Christ. In fact, it says they walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. And in verse 19, he says their end is destruction, their God is their belly, and they glory in their shame with minds set on earthly things. So very similar language that he's using between the two of these. And it's strong language, to be sure. But he's saying, you know, their motivations are not to serve Christ and they're not to promote unity in the church. So you shouldn't have anything to do with them. That would not be someone who would be a brother or sister. They would be someone who has either fallen away or was never one to begin with and have some other appetites. He says they use smooth talk. They use flattery in order to deceive the hearts of the naive. The best thing we can be to not be part of the naive that can be deceived is to know the truth. The best combat against falsehood is truth. And if we know the truth, then we won't be taken captive by the lies and the smooth talk and the flattery of others. So we need to be very careful and make sure that we know what God has told us. He says, your obedience is known to all. I rejoice over you, but I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent and what is evil. Go back to Romans chapter 12 and verse 2, that they need to be able to discern what's right and wrong, what's good and evil, what's righteous versus sinful. So he says, your obedience is known. I rejoice, but I want you to be careful, is basically what he's saying. The God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. These are just some final remarks. And to give them some encouragement and some reminders that they're on the right side, they're doing the right thing. They need to stay the course. They need to push forward. They need to stay with God. He mentions Timothy and Lucius, Jason, Sosipater. And then verse 22, we have a man that addresses from himself, I, Tertius. So here he says that he wrote this letter, greet you in the Lord. So basically, Paul was dictating it, and he was writing it down. We do not need to be swayed by this to think this was not actually from Paul, or that it was not inspired, just because he had some assistance in getting this done. He mentions that Gaius is hosting him, and the whole church greets them. And then Erastus, the city treasurer, perhaps that's somebody they know, and our brother Quartus. And I assume that by mention of a lot of these names, they either know them or they are people that might be traveling and they would soon know them and they mentioned them. Perhaps they're, you know, just leaders in the church and so they're passing along those greetings. It's unclear to me exactly why he mentions so many names, but there has to be some connection to the saints at Rome. Now, part of that also might be because, remember, the Jews were thrown out of Rome and then they were allowed to come back. So it may be that in those travels away from Rome, some of them have met different people. And so there was that opportunity for them to know others at other locations. Verse 25, to him who is able to strengthen you, more courage, more encouragement, according to my gospel. It's not his, but he's talking about what he teaches. and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery that was kept secret for long ages, that mystery which has now been revealed in Christ. Verse 26, has now been disclosed, and through the prophetic writings has been made known to all nations, according to the command of the eternal God to bring about the obedience of faith. To the only wise God be glory forevermore through Jesus Christ. So it's basically his closing statement, if you will. The last bit of encouragement and reminder. I know this was a quick recording today, but let's just take it as making up for some of those long ones that I've done recently. We are going to be looking at the book of Philemon next, if you want to get ahead there or just come back for that reading. And I would ask that you continue in prayer that God may be with us all.